The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Well, this is kind of strange. I'm not the only dog in the studio today. We got a lot of fun stuff to get to. Let's do it. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday.
Friday.
Thank freaking God. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon.
Which seat can I take?
What about the one you got there?
Okay.
A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Chong Lee, the master. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. There's also Twitter.
I think it's funny that Chong Lee's always the master now.
Yeah.
Well, it used to go back and forth, and now he's only the master.
Well, that's... He's a big noise now.
Kill the masters.
Exactly. Exactly. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, at A.J. is the real, at Jong Snow with the zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And it's a Friday. Weekend's almost here. Let's have some fun today. It's going to be a fun show. Got R.J. Bell joining us.
Yes.
R.J. is going to be doing the full 3 hours next Wednesday with me.
Oh, are you excited?
I'm kind of fired up about that.
Excited to replace me?
No, it's just R.J. is fun to do a show with. I mean, that's we've done a couple podcasts together, and they went really well, so... I'm excited about that. We got an interesting lineup while you're gone. We'll see how it goes. Jermaine Every's going to fill in one day. Been wanting to give him a shot. Liebeschock's going to be here a couple days. Henry Thomas one day. Jerome a bunch. So
okay.
It's
no Juggalo Trey, huh?
Well, Juggalo Trey might make an appearance on the show. We might find some reason to get him involved.
I said yesterday to Jong, I feel that since we're not having Rock the Mic this year, Juggalo Trey should be essentially, like, we should just give him the trophy for Rock the Mic.
I'm kind of with you on that.
Because I feel like we can use him. Like, he's got some things he's got to work on, obviously.
Right. Like directions.
Directions is one. He's going to have to get a haircut at some point, present himself.
I don't know. I don't know. That's kind of part of his.
No.
It's sort of part of what he is.
It's part of what you love about him?
I don't necessarily love about him, but it makes him unique.
Okay.
And you need unique in this business.
Juggalo Trey did post a Facebook thing today about Insane Clown Posse, and they have really great album artwork.
I see.
And all it looks like is a bunch of Juggalo stuff to me. Like, I looked at some of those album covers, it looks like Juggalo stuff, and that's why Trey likes it, I guess. But I stand by that he's a Juggalo, whether he likes the music or not. He lives that Juggalo life.
Certainly looks like a Juggalo.
See, now, before the show, we talked about Juggalos and stuff like that with him, and he said, oh, yeah, I used to listen to them, but I don't like them anymore. So we're like, so you are a Juggalo.
He goes, Juggalo.
He goes, no, I'm not a Juggalo. I go,
he's a recovering Juggalo.
You like the music. He goes, I did, but I don't like them anymore. I was never a Juggalo. I'm like, okay.
He's just a Juggalo.
Oh, I see what you mean by another dog.
AJ has his dog with him.
My dog is in the studio today.
She scared the living crap out of me because, you know, the last thing I expected was to see a dog, and she comes running over towards me. Ah! Cool dog, though.
We'll see how cool she is.
Yeah. Well, can she make it 3 hours?
That's the problem. And when we walk in here, I had her with me today, and I'm going straight to Austin from here. So I have, you know, I needed to bring her here anyway. And obviously, I'm not the kind of person who would leave my dog in a hot car, right, Fred?
Exactly.
But then I get in the studio, and it's essentially hotter than the inside of my car would have been. So I don't know how Joel does the show in here with the heat, how it is. I mean, it is boiling in here. And I turned the AC on as soon as I walked in.
Right.
It was out of control.
Right.
And Jong walked in 10 minutes later and was still like, oh, it's hot in here.
And imagine if you were covered in fur, how that would have felt when you walked
in. Yeah.
And he brings dogs in here.
He brought a dog once, but
I think twice. I think he had two of them.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong.
Joel's a dog guy. That's a, he's always got his wife too. They've always got animals around. So.
Yeah.
Well, Fred, the NBA world is ever changing, and I'm one of these guys, and you know I'm on the Carmelo thing, where I want to be traded, but I'll only be traded here, here, and here. And you know, if you do trade me, you're gonna have to, you know, pay me this, and but I still want to be traded. I don't like that. I don't like when guys have, like, they try to force where they're gonna go via trade when they signed a contract. Specifically in the NBA, where contracts are guaranteed, you know, and in the NFL, you can argue, well, the NFL could cut somebody at any time, so why shouldn't the player be able to force himself out if he wants to? Which, you know, I mean, that's the contract that the NFL players sign, and that's what they collectively bargained for, so I don't really feel bad for them. But in the NBA, it seems like those contracts should be pretty binding, and if you decide you want to be traded, the organization should be able to trade you for the max that they can get, and it should be wherever they can get you traded to. And then if you really want out that badly, it shouldn't be, I want to be traded to this. That's what free agency's for. Wait till your contract's up and be a free agent. The reason why I bring this, and we've been talking about this with Carmelo lately, but now apparently Kyrie Irving wants to be traded away from the Cleveland Cavaliers. Which I for the life of me, cannot understand why. And there are people who will say, well, he wants to make his own legacy. And he can't, he'll never be able to, he wants to be the focal point. He'll never be able to be the man. As long as LeBron's there, which I agree with.
Why didn't he just wait a year?
That's kind of where I'm at.
Because all indications are LeBron's pretty fed up with all this stuff. And Dan Gilbert.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, first of all, we've seen what Kyrie Irving is when he's the best player on a team.
Yeah, they had a really high draft pick.
They had the highest draft pick. And I do think he's great. I think you could argue he's one of the 10 best players in the league. You know, if I were going through, like, if I could have any point guard in the game at this point in their careers, he might be the second guy I would take. But I don't think going off on your own is going to improve your lot in the NBA. The only thing I can think of is it's ego. I mean, that's what it sounds like, right? I mean, it sounds like I don't need LeBron to be the man. I'm good enough, or maybe he thinks he's better than LeBron.
That's a little delusional.
Yeah. Well, I don't disagree. But it's weird. It is weird, and I don't know how it's going to end up. I can't imagine that the Cavaliers, who have LeBron James ready to walk, you know, possibly walk away next year, I don't know how they can trade Kyrie Irving right now.
Yeah, I would say the situation's a little different from Carmelo's, because Carmelo has a no trade clause.
Right.
So if they want to trade him, he's not going to waive it unless he gets to go to a certain club. I think it's a little different than just, you know, here's a guy who is under contract and wanting to go somewhere else. But regardless, I think, you know, don't sign the long-term deal if you're him. I mean, you took the money.
Yeah.
And at this stage, how do you get equal value for him? What do you get that's equal value? Where can you make a trade that's going to help your team just so he can go be the man somewhere?
Well, like I said, where do you rank Kyrie Irving in terms of how
it's
good
hard.
Is he a top 10 player to you?
I don't know. And the reason I have trouble figuring out, I think he's a very good player, But like you said, we've seen the act when he's the best player on that team.
Granted, I think he's a lot better now than he was then.
I think he's improved, but I also think he's better because he's on the floor with LeBron all the time.
I think you're right.
And I don't think he's going – he might put up better numbers, but I don't know that necessarily makes him a better player. I don't know. I don't know that he's a top 10 player.
What do you think of Kyrie? Where's Kyrie rank in the hierarchy for you?
It depends. If you're talking about from a one-on-one standpoint, I think he's the best pure one-on-one guard in the league because he can do almost everything that you ask him to. But if you're talking about in a team concept, I don't think he's better than John Wall. I'd rather have John Wall running my team than Kyrie Irving. I'd rather have Russell Westbrook. I'd rather have Stephen Curry running my team. And
you'd rather have James Harden?
That's close because Kyrie's a much better. I mean, I'd rather have James Harden as a player, but as a point guard, I'd rather have Kyrie.
If James Harden's your only good player,
you're fine.
You're not going to be crappy.
Yeah, you'll be a 3-4 seed in the West.
Right.
Now, like we saw Kyrie this year.
Irving is your only good player. You ain't going to be that great.
I mean, I'd rather have Chris Paul as a guy that runs my team than Kyrie Irving. But as a pure one-on-one player, I think Kyrie's one of the best in the league.
So
where would you rank him then?
Okay.
After,
if we're talking about team, I'd say probably like fifth or sixth in terms of point guards.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
So overall, you think he's a top 25 player?
You'd rather
player.
Have Chris Paul than him at this point?
As a team player, yes.
Right, like current, this for this season, Chris Paul.
For this season or for the long term? Long term.
Well, I mean, for this season and the next two. Like, let's say next 3 years.
For the next 3 years, I'd rather have Kyrie. But for this upcoming season, I'd rather have Chris Paul.
Man, I feel like Kyrie. I mean, obviously, Kyrie is so dynamic as a ball handler. And, you know, he almost scored as much as LeBron this year. Like, he was the leading scorer on the Cavs for a good chunk of the year. He's a really complete player. I don't know where I put him though. I mean, I can name you the players that I know I like more than Kyrie. Like, you know, LeBron, KD, Kawhi, Russell Westbrook, Steph, Anthony Davis. Then I think you're getting into James Harden. Then I think you get into a group of guys that. I mean, I think you can make an argument for, like, you know.
My problem with him, though, is he kind of has that Steve Francis, Ketino Mobley syndrome where he just dribbles the ball.
Except he's a much better ball handler
What I'm saying is he runs the – there's no ball movement when he gets the ball. With him playing with LeBron forces him to make sure that he moves the ball around. So by himself, I don't think he's going to be that great.
Yeah. Well – he's made a list of teams that he would like to go to. And we can get to that on the other side of the break. And in most of these situations, he won't be the only good player on the team. Which, again, this is what's so confusing to me. When he names off these teams that he'd like to go to, it just makes me question what's going through his head or what's really at issue in Cleveland, because one of the teams that he lists in particular, he won't be the best player on that team. And he doesn't seem to mind that. So we'll talk about that on the other side of the break.
All right. Maybe he was close to David Griffin.
Maybe so. I doubt it.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe so.
There's weird stuff going on in Cleveland. There's no question. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back. Ramona Shelburne's so hot.
You like that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's some fairly good points from people on Twitter. Basically, Obi-Wan says, I think Kyrie wants to leave because he knows LeBron's leaving and doesn't want to be on a subpar team. And, I think that's probably part of it. But It's hard to know what the motivation is without being in the room and hearing them talk about it. So what are some of the teams that he's interested in?
The list that he gave was the San Antonio Spurs. That is a preferred destination.
Okay. That'd be a...
And from what it sounds like...
a good spot for him.
What it sounds like, according to Woj, that's the preferred destination. Other teams he would be willing to join, the Knicks, Heat, Timberwolves. That's a pretty short list.
Interesting. Which of those teams has assets that they could give up for a guy like that, where you could get back equal value without, you know, without crippling what you have? Maybe Minnesota?
Minnesota does for sure. I mean, they'd have to give up someone that they don't want to give up.
Right.
His name's... it's probably Anthony Wiggins, let's face it, and then something else to make money match, because they've just gotten Jimmy Butler. Karl Anthony Towns isn't going anywhere, I wouldn't think. So I assume that's who they would have to give up. The Heat are interesting because, I mean, I when I think about him joining those teams, I'm like, oh, that makes sense. But then I think, well, what would they have to give up? And then would he still want to be there if they gave that stuff up? Would you want to be in Miami if Hassan Whiteside's not there?
Probably not.
I mean, it's all of a sudden not as appealing, right?
Right, right.
The Knicks, I mean, I don't know what the... I mean, it'd be easy to say, okay, well, I guess we'll do Carmelo for Kyrie, but that doesn't make any sense for the Cavs. You know, it's... I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what team would be willing to give up what for Kyrie. And that's why I was kind of asking you what you think of Kyrie as a player, because I wonder what he's viewed by the league. Is he viewed as a top 10 guy, top 20 guy? What's he viewed as? What's his value?
That's the thing. I probably value him less than you do. I don't think he's top 10. But that's a guy, it's going to cost you to get him. There's no question. Yeah. So that's very interesting. I wonder what San Antonio would.
I mean, if you're the
be willing to give up,
if you're the Cavs, I mean, you're hoping that you can get Kawhi Leonard. I can't picture a scenario where they would be willing to do that.
Right.
They just re-signed Pau Gasol for some reason. I don't understand what they're doing with that. 3 years for Pau Gasol, who is clearly on the downslope of his career, but he's going to be there for 3 more years. I mean, the one guy who's got a salary that, you know, you could make some sense with is LaMarcus Aldridge. I don't know that makes the Cavs any better.
Yeah, it doesn't really help the Cavs because they've already got a guy who does that.
Yeah.
Unless you're moving him into the middle.
And the other guy who's got the kind of money that they could move like that is Tony Parker, and I just can't picture a scenario where the Cavs say, yeah, we'll take Tony Parker coming off a major knee injury. That sounds legit. Old man coming off a major knee injury, sure. I don't think that's going to work. So this is what I was talking about, where these guys say, oh, well, this is where I'd like to be traded to. If you wanted that, you should have, I mean, wait till free agency and then go where you want to go, you know, because it's not always, it doesn't work. The Cavs shouldn't have to make their team worse to make Kyrie Irving happy.
I agree with that. But I also think that, you know, and again, wait till next year when LeBron's not there. But that organization's also kind of a mess. And
they are. They're not a well-run organization. And they're one of those teams that, without LeBron James, they're probably one of the most laughable organizations in the world. And they're lucky that LeBron James happened to be born in Akron, Ohio, and not in Brooklyn, New York, because Cleveland would still be a train wreck of an organization.
Well, what are you going to do? I bet I don't know that they'll get anything done. I mean, they may just have to suck it up and team up for next year and see what happens.
Yeah, they may have to. If I'm the Cavs, that's kind of where I'm leaning. I'm saying, listen, I know you want to get traded, but we're trying to win a title. We got a pretty good squad here, probably the second best team on paper, which means we got a pretty decent chance. You're going to have to ride this thing out. That's what I would say. And if he wants to leave afterwards, so be it. But I'm not taking 50 cents on the dollar for a guy like Kyrie Irving.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Do we have any updates on the signal beyond what we had this morning, John?
From the email we got this morning?
Yeah.
No.
What email?
It was, the people that is in that Monday meeting, manager's meeting.
Well, tell them what's it say?
The translator in Sugarland got shut down, but apparently somebody started another one, and we got to find out who did it, and it might take some time to figure out who it is. On the same signal that we were trying to get shut down.
Yeah, which they agreed to shut down, and then somebody else got on it somehow.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It's very strange.
I mean, that seems like someone was using that signal to begin with.
Yes.
It wasn't supposed to be.
No. He bought it.
Okay.
And they were trying to work out something to where like he could have his station up and ours at the same time and not interfere, but it was just it wasn't working.
Okay, and so now someone else bought that same thing?
No, somebody from all indications illegally is on it now.
Okay, I want that person to go to jail. Is that too much to ask?
Not at all.
I don't think so. I feel like that guy should go to jail.
In fact, execution.
Yeah,
let's put that should be a needle in the arm crime. 713 says, you guys were talking about monkeys yesterday. There was a monkey attack in South Houston yesterday. The uprising is real.
Oh, it's legit. It's a thing.
Yeah. They've all seen that movie. That's why.
It's damn 30 apes.
Yeah. So, somebody asked, would Lane Kiffin leave Florida Atlantic for Ole Miss right now? Seems like a Kiffin thing to do. Yeah, it would be a Kiffin thing to do.
It would be. God, that's actually a strange thing to think about. I could, if anybody would do it, I could see it being him
or Todd Graham.
Yeah, they just don't care about their long-term reputation. They don't think about it. So, I guess that's a possibility.
832 said, just welcome a new baby boy Blitzer to the family. His name is Clark. Congratulations.
El Jefe says they restructured the contract so that Powell could take less money, which I get. But now you got him for 3 years. Like I'd be looking to kind of. In the Gasol era, like the Spurs seem intent on holding on to guys longer than they should, I feel like.
Yeah, it's worked out, so.
Not lately.
No. I don't know that the Spurs is constructed or really much. Well, nobody's a threat to the Warriors. I guess it doesn't matter.
If the Spurs add Kyrie Irving, suddenly I'm a lot more interested in what they could be.
Yeah.
Like in their potential.
Yeah.
I don't know that they're, again, I don't know that makes them better than the Warriors, but it brings them a lot closer for sure.
Depends on what they give up, but yeah.
If they don't give up Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
If Kyrie.
But see, I don't know that there's anybody on that roster that I'd want. Could,
right. But would you agree that a core built around Kawhi Leonard and Kyrie Irving is very, very intriguing?
Yeah.
Like you said, it depends on who else they could keep around them, but I think that's the base of a team that could contend.
All right, we are going to take a very quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
There you are, late at night, when you can't fall asleep, I'll be lying right beside you.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. As I said, I've heard three different stations talking over you guys for 3 to 4 months. It's been about 3 months, yeah.
Yeah.
But
I love it.
What can you do? It's just, send people to the app, which just shoots our ratings into the toilet. But hey, at least you can hear the show. I don't, I'm, I'm totally in love with this computer. This thing is
working out for you.
Yeah, this thing is so much easier than anything I've ever worked with before. So, I've been one of the things that I kind of wanted to get to today. We talked a little bit about Yu Darvish yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and what the Astros might be able to do in terms of starting pitching, and then later last night came up that they might be in on Zach Britton.
Yeah,
how do you feel about that?
It's a left-handed bullpen arm. I'm in on it, and he's controllable for another year after this one. I honestly, if there's a starter or a bullpen upgrade at this point, I'm in on it. If all you're giving up is minor leaguers, I'm in. There's people say, well, what do you think about this name? Would this guy be good enough? Any upgrade would be an upgrade. And I think guys like Darvish and Sonny Gray are massive upgrades. But if you get a smaller upgrade, that's what I was saying. If Justin Wilson is the best thing you pull, okay. It's a solid left-handed reliever. I feel good about that.
It's an upgrade over Tony Sipp.
Significant.
But, I at this stage, obviously I'd like to see him get another starting pitcher. That's, that should be priority one. But if they're getting priced out of some of these guys and every day I'm seeing a different thing on who they're close to or who they've been talking about. And one day it's Sonny Gray and then one day it's Justin Verlander. But ideally they would get one of those. But if they can't, I'd be okay with fixing the bullpen up a little bit. Add some back there and I hope you have enough to get by.
I think the Astros are good enough. I think you agree this is a year they should be looking to win the World Series, right?
Yes, without a doubt. And that's why I'm kind of in the go out and get me a starting pitcher.
Yeah, so if that's inarguable, and I think almost everyone agrees the Astros are a legitimate World Series contender. So if you're not arguing that point,
doesn't that feel weird to say about the Houston team? But it is.
But if you're not going to argue that point, I would be willing to give up any prospects and go get your team better, get a starter, get a reliever, make this team ready for the World Series, and don't worry about, what if they don't sign long term? What if that prospect goes on to be a great player? If this is truly a team that can win the World Series, You can't worry about that kind of stuff. You need to play for now.
I agree. I think realistically they've got about a 3-year window here with the guys they have.
I think that's fair.
And in this window, this might be their best chance.
I think so too.
Maybe because next year they're better. Who knows?
I think what helps this year is the Rangers are playing poorly. The Mariners aren't as good as people thought they were, even though the Mariners are a good young team. You're way better than everyone in your division, which that's why I think if I had to pick, I'm with you. I think they've got a 3-year window. I think the earlier in the window, as in now, the better.
Yeah, and if you can get a guy, ideally, if you can get a guy who's under control for next year, that's great. But
well, that's why I don't hate the idea of taking on Verlander's money.
Yeah. Well,
because Verlander,
it's 3 years, right?
Verlander's through your window.
Yeah.
And all he does is strengthen your team through that 3-year window that you've got.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. When will they get to the point where app listeners qualify for ratings? It's got to be easier to quantify than radio listeners. It is. We can tell how many people are on the stream and on the app, and those numbers are still great. But, if you can't hear us, it doesn't do any good. But that's not how we keep score, unfortunately. And at some point, I think – that goes for television too. It's impossible to accurately gauge, I think, exactly what's going on when you think about people streaming and you think about how, well, and of course, Game of Thrones, they get pirated so much.
Yeah.
Nobody's pirating us. Don't worry about that.
Sadly, I don't know why it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah. I'm sure they pirated our audiobooks. I'm sure people have done that.
Probably.
But
someone sat there with a cell phone and record, or like just recording it like a bootleg movie,
probably, and then gave it to friends.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that's happened. I have no doubt in my mind. My wife Angela just got her nipples pierced. She's listening to the station. Please give her a shout out. Thanks.
Shout out. Good for you, girl.
Yeah.
My wife won't do that. I've tried. I like that move.
Having been to 80%.
Did he not send a picture with that
no,
request?
No, he just sent the request, but good for her.
All right.
I'm four. Having been to 80% of the Texans games, the atmosphere at NRG last night for the soccer was something I've seen in that building only a couple times. Great experience. Attendance was 67,500. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, soccer fans are, they're different than football fans. I mean, they're singing the whole time. They're hooligans. You know, that whole term came from England. Those teams are from England. I would agree that most really good soccer crowds are a totally different animal than football.
Well,
I mean, basically,
I wasn't there last night. But
I don't
what
know.
I heard, it was pretty good.
Yeah, and I would assume that soccer crowd is very much like Raider crowd. Soccer fan and Raider fan probably have a lot in common.
I would guess so.
So, and those can be interesting.
Although, do you think American soccer fan is akin to Raider fan?
No. No.
Right. I think you got to be like a maniac for your local team
there. Yeah, like the Man U and Man City people.
Right.
And I'm sure there's a lot of people from all over the country who are fans of those teams that came in.
Right. But I doubt like the real legit British hooligans were in NRG last night.
There might have been a few.
Maybe a couple.
It's two British teams. And then sure they brought some Brits with them. Maybe some guys who got kicked out of Britain for being hooligans. We take them here.
Yeah.
We don't have a wall on that side of the country.
No.
We should have one. Airplanes shouldn't be able to fly over it. Your dog has unplugged my computer.
Sorry.
You're just having fun, aren't you?
Yeah, it's an exciting day for her. It's like first day of school.
It's like, wow, look at all the stuff I can see.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass. I knew it was going to kind of be, I thought maybe, she'll just get up here and lay down and be good. But if I can't yell at her to lay down and be good.
She's just running around and, you know, trying to jump on everything.
Yeah.
This is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's ideal. Sorry. She can't behave like your children do when they're here. They just sit there and shut up. I wish I had such a luxury.
Yeah, put your face in your phone.
Right.
That's basically what kids do. Astros are clearly the best team in MLB, but I don't know that I would make them favorites in a 7-game series as the pitching staff stands now. Agree.
I don't know that they're clearly the best team in MLB.
I think they're
one of the best teams.
Yeah, they've got the best record in the American League, but I don't think that necessarily makes them the best team. And in a 7-game series, I still feel like, as constructed, this pitching staff, even if 100% healthy, I like the Indians and Red Sox better in a 7-game series.
The Dodgers?
Well, I'm talking about getting out of the
just
American
AL.
League. You're getting them in the World Series. If they get that far, I mean, I still think that, you know, they need another starting pitcher to be able to match up with those teams when it comes down to the ALCS if they get that far. I'd be a little worried about, frankly, I'd be a little bit worried about a team like the Yankees in the first round at this stage with all the things they've added. But clearly they're one of the favorites, and they should be one of the favorites. But as constructed, I would still take Boston or Cleveland in a 7-game series.
Because those teams have better pitching, and they're more built for
playoffs. Built for postseason, because as much fun as this offense is, the comparison I've been making all year, that Blue Jays team from 2 years ago that just put up six hitting numbers and had decent pitching, you're good enough to get to the playoffs, you're good enough to have a great record, win a tough division, but they didn't have enough pitching when the bats get slowed down by good pitching in the playoffs. So I would like to see them get another arm and hopefully an elite arm. And if they do, I feel pretty good about their chances against those teams. Doesn't mean they can't beat them now.
No, but I mean, obviously you want to build yourself up as much as you can. And again, for this year.
Yeah. All right. We are going to take a quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hello!
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz with a $250 gift card from Barcelona Sports. Just sign up to win on ESPN975.com/Barcelona Sports. One lucky winner takes home a $250 gift card. Best products, best prices, and personal service. Barcelona Sporting Goods, your athletic outfitter since 1956. And I didn't say outfielder that time. There's that. Yeah, I don't, for some reason, like Astros fan pretty much gets that they need more pitching. I get a lot less of this. Well, like one of the texts I just got about Astros haters in the house. Yeah, after we said nothing but nice things about them except the fact that they need another pitch.
That's what I don't understand, how you can be a hater. I just said, and we both agreed, this is a team that can win the World Series.
Yeah.
The problem is, and this is what I keep getting, if we trade away the future, the window is 3 years. If you don't trade those guys, the window can conceivably be longer. Okay, let me ask you this. Would you prefer to have 7 years of a team that almost wins the World Series, or 3 years of a great team? Let's say you get one World Series out of those 3 years, and 4 years of mediocrity. What would you prefer?
Look,
you want the one that gives you a World Series, right?
The Astros have been alive about as long as I have, slightly more. You know how many World Series they've won?
Zero.
Yeah. If you have a chance to win one,
you do it. Yeah, and your long-term future, be damned. If you can win this year, or like we said, if you can win in the next 3 years, you push for that and don't worry about what Derek Fisher is going to be 5 years from now, because it doesn't matter. If you can win now, it doesn't matter. I'll never understand that. Like I want to have a great major league team, but I want to hoard all our prospects so we can stay great forever. No, because that's the problem. Like, when a team's really good at the major league level, they start dumping off those prospects to make sure they stay good at the major league level. That's why, do you remember like the Yankees dynasty of the 90s, 2000s? And they consistently had one of the worst farm teams in baseball.
Yeah.
Do you think they cared? Because every time they got a top prospect, guess what they did with it? They flipped him to add to their major league team.
And when I say the window's 3 years, it doesn't mean they're not going to be continue to be good at
that. No,
as constructed.
Right. And but three years as a legit title contender with this crew, yeah, I think that's about right.
Nick says, problem some people have is, although you guys say that they're one of the favorites, you still put them as the last favorite.
I don't put them as the last favorite.
No.
By the way, there's no such thing as the last favorite.
Yeah, that's just dumb. The reality is, I think they're one of the four teams that I believe have the best shot to win it. And, you know, but do I like their pitching in a 7-game series against the Red Sox or the Indians? Not really. And that's, you know, I doesn't mean they can't beat them, which I've said many times, but right. I prefer those teams' pitching staffs in that kind of series. But we'll see. You know, they're not done yet. And if they go out and get somebody, I'll change my tune on that. But as constructed, which is what they are right now, today, I think they need one more arm for me to feel really good about their chances. Doesn't mean they can't win it without one. It's just, you know, it's also easy to look at all the runs they're scoring and say, wow, man, they're going to be great in the playoffs. And because you see this team every day and see how good they are, but take a look at some of the other guys out there. It's not going to be that easy. This isn't where they're running up against the Warriors.
No.
I think they have no chance of winning.
This isn't like the NBA where there's one dominant team. Hmm. I think that the Astros,
as good as the Dodgers are right now, if the Astros got there, I think the Astros could beat them.
Yeah, the Dodgers aren't unbeatable by any means. I'm with you. I tend to, and the Indians haven't played great ball since the All-Star break. I still think when the playoffs start, they're as good as anybody because of the top of their rotation, and they're right now in their division, they're battling with the Twins and the Royals, and I feel like they're better than both of those teams. So I assume by the time it all shakes out, that's who's going to be there. You know, the Rays, I think, are a little bit of fool's gold to me. The Yankees, I think, can be better than what they are. So the Yankees, I think, as sort of dangerous.
Yeah, of the other teams out there, like the Twins don't scare me at all. The Royals don't scare me at all. The Rays don't scare me. The Yankees do a little bit.
And then in the National League, I mean, obviously the Dodgers are great. I think the Nationals are great. And I think if the Cubs make the playoffs, the Cubs are dangerous.
Right.
Besides that, I mean, I don't think the Diamondbacks and the Rockies, those are good teams. The Brewers are a good team, but I mean, I don't think they're on the same level as the Astros.
No, I would agree. I would, you know, like I said, I think they're one of the four teams right now that I would think would have the best chance as constructed now.
Right.
I'll move them into one of, I mean, where they fit in there, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the thing. So if that's making them the last favorite, okay. It's not the case, but all right. Apparently this monkey thing is real. Apparently an incident was reported near the intersection of Austin and Iowa streets when a girl and her grandfather from Pasadena were driving and saw the monkey. This is in South Houston.
Oh, my God.
The girl told police she wanted pictures of the monkey, so they stopped the truck. That's when the monkey jumped into the truck and started scratching the girl. The grandfather quickly reacted and punched the monkey out of the truck, and it ran off. And it's still on the run, apparently. I'm not sure who's at fault here. I mean, if you stop to take a picture of a monkey and he attacks you, yeah, I guess it's on the monkey. I mean, maybe he's one of those that believes the camera was taking his soul or something and he was just responding.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that there's monkeys walking around our streets, Fred.
Well, he's out there.
Is he a lone wolf?
We don't know. And maybe there's more of them. Maybe there's more than we know. Just like in Florida, all those hundreds of monkeys running around that they don't know anything about.
Yeah.
Let's squeeze in a call real quick. Alex, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Yes, sir. I wanted to call about Kyrie Irving demanding a trade. Wouldn't it make more sense for Gilbert to trade LeBron, who's only under contract for one more year? And would the Rockets inquire on a straight-up trade Harden for LeBron?
Okay, two things. If Dan Gilbert trades LeBron James, he'll get run out of that city. And the truth is, LeBron James is, and this is why they didn't trade him last time. You almost can't. It's a no-win situation. If you trade him, you're the bad guy, or you have to let LeBron be the bad guy and walk away. Dan Gilbert is going to let LeBron be the bad guy. But if you trade LeBron, you don't have a chance to win a championship. So a team built around Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love isn't going to win a championship. So it doesn't make sense to trade LeBron ever, in my opinion. If you've got the best player in the world, don't trade him.
That's your only chance to win another title is to have him on the team. I keep him around.
In what world could you get fair value on LeBron James? Like, what could come back that you go, yeah, I feel pretty good about that? I mean... If the Warriors want to trade Kevin Durant and Draymond Green, okay, I'll consider it. But yeah, it ain't going to happen.
I don't see it. I don't see it. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Especially as you guys are considered haters because you advocate tearing down the Astrodome. Hashtag history. Yeah, we do. I hate the Astrodome.
I hate the Astrodome, too. I'm a hater of the Astrodome. Not the Astros, the Astrodome.
Right.
It's a big, stupid, ugly building that no one uses.
Filled with rats
and
cats. And
is going to cost us millions of dollars. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm a hater.
Fine. Did you hear Joel and Barry say if the Astros got Britain, they should trade Giles for a starting pitcher in the playoffs where bullpen is magnified? Your take? I find it very odd, like two steps forward and two steps back.
Yeah, that's a strange thing. I don't know if they're looking to trade anything from the bullpen.
I didn't hear what they said, so I don't know if that's true. But if they did, I think that's – That defeats the purpose. You need to add to your bullpen, not subtract.
I will say this. If I traded for Zach Britton, I would also not mind finding another left-handed reliever because I think I'd rather have Zach Britton closing for me than Ken Giles. But I also want to have a lefty that I've got some flexibility with, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So if you can add Britton plus another left-handed reliever, I would move Giles to the eighth inning and not feel bad about it.
No, but, and then you've got Gregerson, Davinsky, Giles, Britton. That's
pretty
good.
But again, you're not – the whole point of this is you shouldn't have to trade away from the major league roster.
There's no reason to trade. And that's why it was so goofy when everybody was talking about would you trade George Springer for this.
Right.
It's dumb. You're not trading anybody. There's no reason to trade anybody off your major league roster. And Yeah. Now, would I for a top line starting pitcher? Absolutely. But the reality,
it depends on who the major leaguer is.
But the reality is, I mean, other than Martez, then who's up right now? I mean, that might be a guy you have to give up.
Martez is a possibility, and I still think Bregman would be a possibility if the a right team wanted him and thought that he has some magnificent upside.
But I think they're more interested in Kyle Tuckers and Derek Fisher and guys that haven't come
shown
up
their flaws.
Yeah, exactly.
Your core guys, though, at this point, you shouldn't have to trade those guys. That's kind of the point of being a buyer.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, and that's why everyone's so protective of these minor league assets. Don't be. Like, those are the things that you move to make your major league team better.
Joel says, I hope the monkey doesn't know about the Astrodome.
Oh, can you imagine?
If the monkeys took over the Astrodome.
If they turned that into a breeding ground.
Oh, no. And yet you guys want to keep it there. That's going to be the staging area for the war when it starts.
Oh, man. And the asbestos makes them even stronger.
Yeah.
They're invincible.
Yeah. They'd be dangerous.
Yeah, the Astrodome's not that far from the zoo either.
Really isn't.
Once the zoo monkeys find out what's going on.
Yeah, they find out, hey, there's monkeys over there. Let's go. Let's go join them. We'll escape. And we don't have to fling poo at people anymore. We can start shooting them.
I always feel like the monkeys, if they really wanted to, monkeys at the zoo, they could escape. You know, they've got like a twine, net over their in enclosure. They could get out of there if they wanted to. It's not like the cats, like a jungle cat can't go up there and claw its way out and then jump down. A monkey could.
Interesting. It's happening.
It's a terrifying thought.
What if the Timberwolves offer the Cavs Carl Anthony Towns?
Man. I mean, they would have to, it'd have to be more than that.
Yeah.
But that's a damn good starting point. I'd be interested. I think Carl Anthony Towns is a special player.
But I still don't think you're winning a title there. I keep him for the one more year that I have him and hope I win a title.
I'm with you.
All right. Guys, here's another thing that you're with me on, and everybody should be with me on. Every guy out there, Harry's Razors, because, man, you want convenience, you get them shipped right to your mailbox. You want quality, you got it. And the cool thing about Harry's is that, these razors are terrific. And I have it set up to where I get new razors right when I'm about to run out. And the shave set is fantastic. I never have to worry about going to the store again. To get razors. And I used to hate that, and I'd always wait till the last minute, and I'm getting a better shave now, and I'm enjoying the fact that I don't have to worry about this. So you can do it too. How about this? They have 3 million guys have made the switch. 100% satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. They're so confident that you're going to love their blades, they're going to give you a set for free. You just have to cover shipping. That's it. You can get started right now with an ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, a rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. And we've partnered up with Harry's to bring you this incredible offer. Just head over to harrys.com/blitz to get it now. That's right. Get started with Harry's today and get that free trial offer. Free. All you cover is just a few bucks in shipping. To get that free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and travel blade cover, go to harrys.com/blitz. That's harrys.com/blitz. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to
sleep. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.